Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my special guest is Howard Brodsky, who's co-CEO at CCA Global. And, Howard, I appreciate you being with us. How are you doing this morning?
Thank you, Kim. I'm doing fine.
Good. I thought it'd be great to get you on the show today because you're celebrating the 25th year anniversary of Carpet One. And, you know, that's a pretty big milestone, and you're quite an icon in the business. You've been very successful. You know, I know you got started actually in retail with Dean's Carpet. That was a flooring business up in Manchester, wasn't it?
That's right. Absolutely. Al and I were both had retail floor covering stores. I had in New Hampshire, and he had a group of stores in St. Louis.
Okay. And was Dean's Carpet started by your father? Or?
It was. He started by my father, and my father passed away when I was, it was a very small store. He passed away when I was 13 years old.
Okay, interesting, yeah. And so you had been running that, and you and Alan got together. Talk about those early days. You started something that was a first. I mean, it was the first nationwide buying cooperative. You know, was there another model you were following in a different industry?
Well, I think there were two things. I think we were determined from the beginning not to just have it as a buying cooperative.
Uh-huh.
That it would be a total synergy of doing marketing, management, and buying. That we always felt that if you just did buying, mm-hmm. that at the end of the day, the dealer might sell it for less. You buy it for less, sell it for less, and no one comes out better.
Right.
And our goal was to have the dealer make more money and have a better net profit. And to do that, we really need to integrate marketing and management tools as well as the buying. And I think that was one of our goals from the very, very beginning.
So were you looking at another, I mean, since this was a first in the flooring industry, did you reach out into a different industry and take a look for some other models to follow?
Well, we had a very close friend, Shelley London, who was the lobbyist, actually, for the hardware industry and the floor covering industry, and he knew we were thinking about starting a type of organization. He introduced us to a man named Larry Zephas, who at the time was president of Service Star Hardware Chain, and which was a cooperative. And frankly, Al and I were not familiar with a cooperative. And we spent the day with him in Butler, Pennsylvania. And really, I think when we left there, determined that a cooperative where everybody owned equal share, that no one had any advantage, that we felt that with our friends in the industry, that this would be a concept that people would cherish.
Mm-hmm. And how did you decide early on what role both of you would play? I mean, your partners, you go in, you say, hey, Alan, why don't you handle the business side of it, and I'll handle, did you have some kind of agreement early on?
There was no agreement, because actually in the beginning, everybody sort of did everything. There wasn't demarcation. I had more of an inclination towards maybe the marketing side and some of the other, those type of tools, and Alan had more of it maybe towards the fiscal side, mm-hmm. and so we maybe lent, each of us went towards that, but frankly, we both did everything.
Okay.
You know, when it came to membership, you know, we were the ones that put the membership presentation on. I mean, there wasn't a clear definition of lines with that.
And was Sandy Mishkin involved from the very beginning?
After we formed the company.
Okay.
So we got the concept, formed the company, and Sandy, we knew we needed very, very strong buying, and Sandy was really regarded as the maven and really one of the best buyers, and also just product merchants. He had just a tremendous sense of product.
Mm-hmm. And also, you know, he's got a lighter side. He's your humorist, too, right? He's a joke
teller. Sandy's funny. best joke teller in the country.
That's right.
Absolutely.
All right, so when you look back at the original, I guess there were 13 original members, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, that's correct.
And are they all with you now?
No, unfortunately, two at a time, some have passed away.
Okay.
Very unfortunately.
Yeah, but I mean, are those companies?
I think maybe one is not, and actually one company was mine and one was Alan's, and we both ended up eventually selling our companies. They're still members.
Okay.
So most are members.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, how has the role of the co-op changed in the last 25 years? You know, back then there were 400 mills, and you know it's a total different landscape now. Can you talk about that?
Sure. You know, no question from a supplier standpoint, you know, I think at the time the biggest supplier had 2-3% market share. So it was a very different world. But, you know, it's interesting. While many things have changed, some have not. I mean, the competition has changed. Mm-hmm. Because at the time, Depot and Lowe's were starting to gain ground, but they weren't significant like they are now in the floor covering business. And so you did not have Depot, Lowe's, Empire, Lumber Liquidators. The competition now is becoming national competition.
Right.
And that's new in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, I think the fundamentals are not that much different in terms of the dealer needs very, very good marketing. We need to be good buyers that have also added value products like our Lees for Living and other product lines that really bring added value to our member and to the consumer. And at the end of the day, we have to figure a way with enough tools that we offer, with our training tools and all the other elements, to really be able to return the deal as much exceeding any industry averages in net profit.
Well, let me ask you this. What are the challenges that this organization faces moving forward? I mean, I guess it's probably along the lines of this competition you're talking about, right?
Yes. I think one of the things, and this is true across the industry, not just with us, though, I think in the next year or two, certainly dealers face the challenge of having enough access to capital, because the capital markets are very, very tight right now, mm-hmm. especially for small business. And I know Obama's trying to do some things in Small Business Administration, but capital market is very, very tight and do not have the same access to capital that our stores do, that larger, huge companies. So I would say that's one. And the other thing is, I think to stay very aggressive. I think, you know, the marketplace in the last 3 years, the industry has lost an enormous amount of business due to new construction being down and consumers not having home equity loans. It's very, very much different. And so the new reality is, I think it's now time that we and our members have to take market share and be much more aggressive, because I think the consumer is starting to come back, and the secret's going to be really is to take market share.
And you know, also a factor, I mean, everybody talks about the new normal. I think even when it comes back, I think consumers are going to be a little more conservative, don't you think?
They are. Look, it's not going to be like it was. Maybe eventually it will be, but I think it's not going to be like it was for a long time. So consumers are more cautious. And on the other hand, we fortunately have a product that it's not like a floor looks better if it doesn't get replaced. And, you know, eventually the stains and everything else, there's a cycle when somebody needs to replace flooring. Mm-hmm. And I think it's been stretched a little bit now, so I think there's a lot of pent-up demand.
Right, there definitely is. Well, you know, I interviewed Eric Demery at your convention last week, and he was telling us that you were going from a defensive mode to an offensive mode, which I guess is encouraging. I've certainly been telling other people about it, because it indicates that you guys think that there will be recovery, there will be an uptick in business in 2010. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I think two things, yes. First, I think, you know, in the last, when the market really fell so dramatically and housing prices really, everything was dropping so dramatically, I think the consumer was in a state of fear. Mm-hmm. And not only were the financial markets in a state of ruin, but I think everybody wasn't sure just how much this thing was going to fall. And I think now there's a sense of we're at a base and you can feel where you are. I always said it was like we were in quicksand before. Now we understand we're in firm footing. It might not be where we want to be, but it's firm footing.
Yeah.
And so I think that's much more confident. I think there is a sense that if you're going to win today, now you got to be aggressive now. You know, we sort of, you know, when things are free-falling, you want to make sure that you're secure and that your business is secure and that you have the right financial resources and you can make it through it. And I think we've made it through, and our members have made it through, and now you really want to take market share.
All right, so as you look at, you have a pretty stable organization right now. I mean, Eric also told me in the interview that your member count is about the same as it's always been. So you really, you know, even though from a national basis, we think that the number of independent flooring retailers has gone from over 14,000 to probably around 12,000. But if you look at what's going on with Carpet One and even Flooring America, it looks like you guys have held on to your membership.
We have. I mean, the amazing thing is the amount of net members in out this year is, the difference is one.
Right.
Which is incredible. And we're proud of that. I mean, we have, without a question, are doing much better in the industry, and you know we're very proud of that fact.
Well, how much longer are you going to stay in this business, do you think?
Well, I still love it. I wake up every day and I love it.
Yeah.
So as long as I still love it, I'm going to continue to do it.
Okay, good. And everything, you know, you've got Rick Bennett came in and took the position that Alan had, and that everything's working out there, I'm sure.
Rick's great. Yeah. Just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful co-CEO. Extremely talented. Has brought an amazing amount of new strength to the company.
Okay, Howard. Well, I appreciate you spending time with us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We've been talking to Howard Brodsky, who's co-CEO with CCA Global, about the 25th anniversary. You've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.